Ooh, bitch, you ain't shit.
Hey, y'all, I'm Queen Chickenhead.
And I'm Breezy the Gent.
And we are the You Ain't Shit Podcast.
Did you miss that? Did you miss it? God damn sure did.
We are back with episode 10.
Man, what's up, y'all? Thank you for joining us. Thank you for continuing and to listen and telling your friends to tell a friend and tell a friend about You Ain't Shit Podcast.
And yes, we know we haven't been consistent lately. It's been a lot going on, but we are back in effect and we are not going to miss a week.
We back. So how was your, what's today? How was your week?
My week was, it was good. Started a new schedule at work. Decided to don't shoot me to have a game night.
Oh, what? Well, how many people? Don't tell the CDC.
Yeah, I'm having a game night. No more than 20. I doubt it is. Yo,
that's so many people.
People,
I'm scared.
I invited 20 people, but I know 20 people are not going to come.
No.
Because I already had people say they're not coming. So I'm like, okay, perfect. I always over-invite just in case. But
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Because people definitely back out. I'm one of those people, so I get it.
Yeah, I am too. Like, I'll be like,
I get it. I've been there.
Unless it's something I really want to do.
Right.
But no.
And when's this supposed to happen?
The day after Christmas. Usually every year, for the last like 2 or 3 years now, I've been having a New Year's Day dinner.
Okay.
Right? But I was under the impression that one of my friends, he was going to have something New Year's Day. So I'm like, okay, well, I can't have it that day. So I was like, well, then the next best thing is the weekend before, which is the day after Christmas.
Okay.
The 26th.
Right.
But then I got cursed out because apparently he's not having anything now. So he's like, who has something the day after Christmas? I was like, nigga. So it was a whole big thing.
Okay.
So this is supposed to be my New Year's Day, my annual New Year's Day dinner, but the weekend before. So, but from now on, everything's going to be back to New Year's Day because fuck it.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Yes. I'm low-key excited. Like, it's a whole theme and everything. I'm excited. All of my decorations will be coming this week. I'm really excited.
You sound like you're going all out.
I am. I had a whole vision. I had a whole vision for it.
I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you. I hope this works out.
I mean, the one I had January this year was fucking lit. It ain't until fucking 3 a.m.
Ciao.
We was all drunk. Oh, my God. It was so
3 a.m. You got neighbors?
Yep.
Yep. Fuck the neighbors, I guess.
Yep.
Oh, all right, cool. I feel that way too, so like I don't fuck them neighbors.
Oh my God, how's your week been, Breezy?
My week has been completely uneventful and fine. I've just worked all week. I worked. I really don't have much to say about this week. It was a regular ass work week. I had a video that I've been working on that I still was picking at over the week.
Yeah.
Finish shooting tomorrow. And then I'll finally wrap up this music video that I've been working on because we'll have all the scenes. I've been waiting on all the scenes so we can put it all together.
Just when we thought COVID couldn't get any worse, it just fucks life up all over again.
We're shut down again. We are shut down again, and I don't know if y'all heard, but y'all not getting that stimulus check, so.
But we're shut down with looser restrictions than we did the first time.
It's like, because everything open, but you can't go out.
That's my thing. I'm like, you can still go out to eat. We didn't have that the very first time. And it's like, what are y'all really saying we can't do, like?
I think they're confused themselves because they see the numbers are still rising. So they want us to stay in the house because of that. But then they also see that when they shut down the first time and the businesses stopped, wasn't no money flowing. So
right, you see they kept them liquor stores open this time.
Money over everything, apparently. So there's the money over our lives.
I'm just at the point, I'm like, just, I don't know. I really don't know. Because it's like, of course, I don't want to say, do whatever you want. I'm not going to say that. But, I mean, they don't know. We don't know. The hospitals barely know. So it's like,
barely know.
What can we really do?
They changed the quarantine time to 7 to 10 days.
Yeah. So then, and that's, and like, that's the thing. I'm like, y'all are lessening. It? Y'all are really sitting here lessening
and what how? We should
be doing. And I don't get it.
How did y'all even determine that? Like, did it, was it here long enough that we're immune to it for 4 less days than we were before? Like,
the moment I really, I'm not even gonna lie, the moment I actually really, really, really realized that our health system is a joke is the moment that you can barely get a COVID test in the city now. The rapid ones are no longer rapid. They take 24 hours. Rapid, you would have it in an hour, if that. You can barely schedule to get tests. You can't do the drive-up ones no more. It's just like, it's ridiculous.
They don't care. They're getting ready for this vaccine.
Yeah. I've been seeing people talk about vaccines are in their jobs now.
Mm-hmm. CVS about to start administering them for free. So, I mean, if you are interested in getting that vaccine, I'm not going to tell you no or yes. I'm just going to say I am not going to get this vaccine the first round. It's not happening here. Maybe not even the second round.
If I don't get the flu vaccine, what makes you think I'm going to get this one?
I've gotten a flu shot before.
I've gotten it before, but I stopped years ago.
I don't remember last time I did, but that's just because I'm, like, irresponsible with shit like that. I don't even remember last time I went to the doctors, but that's, like, not y'all business.
Right. I stopped years ago because, you know, what vaccines are, they give you a little portion of the virus. I get sick every time I get it. I'm not doing it. Right. And whenever I get sick, it really fucks with my breathing. So I'm like, I'm not doing it. And I've been fine. And I've been using holistic ways
to stay
healthy. Yeah.
I read up on it because, I mean, I really was on the fence about it. I do take this seriously, so I am considering getting the vaccine, but not, honestly, I don't think I'm going to do this first time around. It just, it's basically what you said. Like, they give you it, and then you go back for the second round, and they give you the actual vaccine that makes you immune to what they just gave you.
See, what?
Because they said, like, the side effects are basically like COVID, except there's, like, no vomiting or anything like that. But you
still gonna get the shakes. See, that scares me. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, no, I'm not interested because I read that. But if you're okay with taking that risk just to make yourself feel safe, then more power to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't do it. It's making my chest hurt thinking about it.
You know, I considered it, but that I just don't like that idea. I don't like that idea that I have to go through that just to make myself immune to something that at this point I haven't gotten. So let me just stay safe at this point.
And I'm looking, I'm like, well, what other countries and continents are doing this? Because if we are the only ones, hell no. Hell no. We're the only ones having to go through this. No, I'm sorry.
Other countries are doing it the right way. Maybe not all other countries, but some other countries are doing it the right way, where they're actually shutting down and are able to open back up because they shut down and the numbers went down for real.
Yeah.
Not just for a little bit so they can open up the businesses like they did here.
See, I feel like at this point, they need to be just like India. They see you walking outside, you ain't got no business being outside, whoop your ass. Because why? 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 I don't get it. Why can't y'all just stay in the house? I can't talk because I'm about to have a party. So let me shut up.
I'm right. You just explained this intricate party that you're so excited about with so many people. It's like, no.
But no, because before this, I I'm very responsible. But before this, y'all niggas was getting on my nerves. But now I'm just like, you know what? Forget it. I done went to a party already. It is what it is. Over it. I just quarantined for my mother. That's it.
Yo.
That's it.
So just put everybody else at risk.
Don't come around me.
All right.
I be in the house anyway. I work from home. I be in the house anyway. Unless I really have to go somewhere, like the market or something, I don't leave the house. I honestly do not leave the house. So, I mean, like I said, you don't want to catch it, don't come to my house.
What? Just a disclaimer, my sis don't have COVID, so don't start coming out.
Like, I've gotten tested plenty of times, and I have been lucky so far. Fingers crossed. I've gotten an antibodies test, as well as I've never taken that one that goes up your nose. I've always had the spit test.
Okay, that's
so
very
I've been lucky.
Good.
I've been
yeah.
lucky with that too. So.
You know, I stay in the house all the time. I do want to get tested just because, but I mean, you just explained how hard it is. So
yeah, I can't tell you where they're actually doing tests.
Wherever I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna figure it out later.
Wherever you find it, get the blood test. That's the most accurate one.
Let's do a little foreplay.
So I haven't really seen a lot of things with celebrities that's been catching my eyes. So let's talk about that versus with Jeezy and Gucci Mane.
Let's talk about it, okay?
Okay. Did you? Well, you obviously watched it. I guess I don't even have to ask you.
Did you watch it?
I watched the whole thing. Ooh, start to finish. Start to finish.
First of all, niggas, when y'all say 8 o'clock, we mean 8 o'clock, not 45 minutes later.
I was
pissed.
I knew that was gonna happen. Honestly, like, my girl talked me into watching it because I wasn't even gonna watch that shit. I knew they wasn't even gonna start until an hour after they said it. I wasn't about to waste my time sitting there listening to music.
Now, granted, the DJ was live and I was okay.
He was jumping, but like, no.
Like, the playlist was lit. I need that. But at the same time, and apparently Versus had tweeted out that night that they were waiting for COVID tests. Like, the results. My nigga, y'all couldn't have done that at 6 o'clock. Y'all couldn't have done it.
Y'all knew when it started, so y'all definitely knew that before 8 o'clock.
I was pissed.
Like, that didn't make sense.
I will say, they was probably waiting for Gucci and all of his entourage to get tested. Because he did have 20 niggas behind him.
People in there.
Granted, you know, I understand. But let's talk about this Versus, okay?
You know, and I didn't even think about that. Standing there in a crowd, just living their lives. Well, I mean, they just got tested in there, so there's that.
Right. So let's go ahead and talk about this Versus, okay? I love Jeezy.
Me too.
I love him to death. Like, diehard fan. I don't like him as of now, but diehard fan. Every album I have, I grew up on him. The song choices.
Yo, when I tell you, go ahead, because I was about to go off.
I was bothered by the songs he chose to play. Purposely chose to play. I was just like, no, this is not what we're going to do. Like, mm-mm. I was disappointed in him. Like, the playlist, I'm sorry, is trash. I can't listen to it because I had to make my own. I couldn't do it. It was just terrible.
I felt that, like, I was thinking that. I was sitting there watching it, like, it probably took a good hour and some change before he got to any song that I even was looking forward to hearing. He was in there just bopping some shit that's not for me. Like, I don't know. Like, it was all right, but it wasn't what I was looking forward to. Things that either didn't come or came very late in the show.
Yeah. And as far as Gucci goes, he did everything I thought he was going to do. I knew for a fact Gucci wasn't really going to play his catalog. I knew most of the songs were going to be diss songs, because most of Gucci songs after that shit happened were diss songs. So that wasn't a surprise to me.
I was rolling on the floor laughing, like, from the first song, because I'm sitting there listening to it like, this is not a song I've ever heard before in my life. This nigga just did this for his fucking verses.
And
the
I love it.
The song was weak, but I understand why he did it.
Nah, he won that first round for me. I'm sorry.
That song was weak. Was you?
This Gucci won a lot of
man for Jesus.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. Gucci won a lot of rounds for me because
no, he did. He did
again. The song choices. I think I had the Verses ending. So for the first 20 rounds, I think I had 11-9. They went to almost about 50 songs.
Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't keeping count, but I'm going to just say I take Jeezy on that one.
Yeah, 11-9 Jeezy.
Oh, all right.
I had 11-9 Jeezy. And that's again, I'm a fan of both. And to me, Jeezy's song choices just were weak. So I'm like, I'm not going to give this to Jeezy because it's the better song. No, this song is weak compared to this Gucci song. For me, his song choices just were weak. And I'm like, he had way too many songs on his catalog that he could have played.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know. It's just weird. But let's talk about this. Them niggas ain't talk now one time. And the moment they decided to start talking to each other, they were arguing.
Gucci ain't want to hear no shit. He ain't want to talk.
And granted, I get it. You put a hit out on me. You try to get people to rob me for $10,000, my nigga. I'm not talking to you either. You lucky I'm the fuck here. Honestly.
So do we have proof of this alleged thing?
It's in
that
a song.
Jeezy, all right, it's in a song. But did we get proof that Jeezy is the one that called for that to be done?
You put it in a fucking song, my nigga. That's it. It's a rap. You put it in a song after whatever. Because, all right, so here's the thing. They never, ever, ever saw eye to eye.
Right.
Because of the two type of people there are, they are not the type of people that's going to mesh well together. That's just is what it is. You can see that. It just is what it is. How they even did So Icy together, fucking miracle. But they never were really, like, feeling each other. And I've seen so many interviews and they talked about this. Like, they never mesh well. So, I don't know if this was... I don't know what the real beef was really, really, really about. But, my nigga...
I thought it was about So Icy.
It was about a number of things. Because Gucci definitely did fuck Keisha Cole when Jeezy was dealing with her.
Oh, well, there's that.
Yeah. So, anyway. That shit happens, my nigga. And then the person that I end up killing happens to be one of your friends. No. No.
It's coincidence.
Like I said, I was on Gucci side 100%. As much as a Jeezy fan that I am, I'm on Gucci side 100%. It just is what it is. And it's crazy because nowadays I'm seeing Jeezy as the cornball that he is. And it's pissing me off. Because I'm like, damn, I used to go up for this man. And I'm looking at you like, and when he did that little Black Lives Matter speech, I was like, this nigga's so fucking corn. I was just like.
He was over it.
I was over. I'm like, to me, it was yelling corny. I'm like, this is scripted as hell.
Okay.
I'm like, you knew Gucci was going to play truth. So your counter was to use Black Lives Matter and then King Von and MO3 that just got killed. Mm-hmm. To a pill. I'm like, this is corny. I'm like, nigga, just play the fucking song. I'm like, you don't actually want to make up with this man. He don't want to make up with you. Stop trying to make it seem like you all about, I get it, you're trying to protect your brand. Your brand went out the window when this shit happened. Like, it just is what it is. Just do the verses and go about your way. I'm sorry, I'm seeing, as much as I loved him, I'm seeing Jeezy as the cornball that he really is. I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't know if I 100% agree with that. I get where you're coming from. Like, using that platform just to say what he said, just like, all right, you're, like, capitalizing at this point. But I don't know. He still won that shit.
He did.
He still
Without
won that shit.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Fair and square. Take your ass back to North Carolina, nigga. You're not from Atlanta. Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. Okay, I'm done, y'all. He pissed me off. I'm done. But let's talk about this next verses, okay?
Yeah, we got Ashanti and Keisha Cole coming up.
Team Ashanti.
When I tell you I'm so excited, I'm only excited for Ashanti. Like, only.
I'm so excited. Keisha Cole wanted this so bad, girl. You about to get your ass whooped.
Like, she gonna get dragged, y'all. Like, Ashanti got so many hits. Are y'all dumb?
Ashanti has a Grammy. Ashanti has two number one songs. She has two number one albums. Keisha Cole doesn't have it either. Any.
She don't got Grammy. She don't got the number. No, she don't got that. She don't none of that.
Like, I'm just over it. So this is my thing. This is how I look at it.
It's gonna be cute, but
very cute. It's gonna have us in our feels. We're gonna win. Our ladies are gonna win. That's just is what it right. is. But.
Keisha Cole definitely got some bangers that, like, will stick with people forever. It took them through relationships. And
she does. And people keep talking about Trust. I'm like, Trust is Monica's song. I'm like, Trust had a regular version without Monica and a version with Monica, and Trust is Monica's song. So that's out the window.
Right. First of all, for me, all Ashanti gotta do is sing Baby every round. She won. She fucking won. What? Fun fact, I don't know if I ever shared this. Baby is my favorite song of all time.
Are you serious?
Number one.
Oh my God.
Number one. That hasn't changed yet. It's my number one of all time. Oh, I love God. That song so much.
I will tell you, Ashanti's debut album is my second favorite album of all time. My first one is Emancipation of Mimi.
Now that's a shocker right there. The whole album, I don't know if I would say all of that. The album was
good. And it's crazy because on my way here, I listened to the whole album straight through. It made me so happy. I was like, I gotta listen to this shit. Because here's my thing. And people, I don't get y'all, okay? I don't get y'all. Because everybody keeps saying, Keisha Cole is going to win this. Keisha Cole has the better this. I'm the like, better Keisha what? Cole does not have the better debut album. I'm sorry. I don't think she does. The only reason, we can talk about that. The only reason I think Keisha Cole album is as good as it is because of the production. That's how I look at it.
Okay.
Keisha Cole's album, her debut album peaked at number 6, I believe. Ashanti's debut album was number 1. Now, I will say Keisha Cole has amazing... Keisha Cole's sophomore and junior albums are way over Ashanti's sophomore and junior albums. But look at the stats. Ashanti's sophomore album went number 1. Keisha Cole's sophomore and junior album both peaked at number 2. And I was shocked because I'm like, damn, I would at least thought they were going to be number 1s. But I've tried listening to The Way It Is. Straight through, and I'm just it skips.
It's not a straight through, but it's honestly, I like most of the songs. I had to look back to remind myself.
I can't
myself
say that I like most of the songs on here. I can't say I do.
And I have a very unpopular opinion, but like, I really don't like Love.
Oh my God, I fucking hate that song. One, she's not even singing on that song at this point. That oh my God,
I can't stand the song.
I fucking hate it. The shit is annoying.
But that's like a hood classic.
But I was low-key shocked that song didn't go number 1.
Yeah.
I was shocked that did not go number 1.
It was out here for a minute.
It was. Because I was looking at Billboard earlier, and I was just like, just comparing. And I was just like, wait. But I'm going to say this. Ashanti has a better debut album and better features. Keisha Cole has a better sophomore album and a better junior album. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it.
Keisha Cole got more albums.
She does.
But
nobody cares about
no
after
not at
album
all.
Number 3, nobody really cares about it.
Number 3, nobody cared about number 3. Let me look back at
I
that.
I said general. After album number 3.
After album number 2. Oh yeah, no. After album number 2, Woman to Woman. What song on Woman to Woman can you name right now?
No. The Way It Is was number 1.
Yeah, and then Just Like You was
Just
number 2.
Just Like You, and then the one when she had Pink on, that's number 3 because that's the one with Trust on it. Is that not the one with Trust on it?
It's
well,
not.
Is the pink one the one with Make Me Over on it?
Yes, it is.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of songs. One. It's a lot of songs on there.
That's the 4th one. So the 3rd one, it was over with.
Wait, what?
She has an album in between.
Does that. She?
Woman to Woman. That's what I'm saying. Like, what can you name off of that? You talking about 3rd album?
No, it's not. It's The Way It Is, Just Like You, A Different Me.
Google is telling me Woman to Woman came.
Woman to Woman is 2012. I'm over her. I'm like, I know. I'm like, I know the first 3 albums.
You're right, you're right.
I'm like, I bought the first 3 albums. I know. Because A Different Me has Make Me Over, and that was my shit.
Make Me Over is a great song. That was Make Me Over was good. Show.
Please Don't Stop. You Complete Me.
Play Cards Right.
Fucking Brand New. Trust is on. Like I said, Trust is on A Different Me. I know what I'm talking about, yo.
You're right. It's in the wrong order. My bad.
She has, that's what I'm saying. The first 3 albums, amazing. After that, girl, what? Girl, we don't care.
And I mean, so that's a competition right there. Because Ashanti got about 3 albums.
That's what I said. Yeah, because Concrete Rose had Only You.
Only You was that shit.
And
she had Only You was in a commercial.
Girl. Like, I don't ever forget.
Do you remember that commercial? It was a hair commercial.
I vaguely remember, but I do.
Only you can make me feel.
But like I said, Ashanti's taking this. I don't care what y'all. I don't care. It's no arguments. The stats are there. Better features, better debut album. I'm just tired of hearing Keisha Cole sing about a nigga. she cries about a nigga on every song. And I'm like, girl, please. I'm like, can we get something else? she gives me high school. She gives me High School Musicals. She gives me High School songs. I'm sorry. Yeah. I loved her in high school, but I'm over it now. Ashanti is, I'm loved to this day.
Timeless. I'm telling you, baby mm-hmm. still.
She gives that grown time. Women. So okay, when Ashanti play good, what the fuck is Shakur gonna play?
When my man leave that house, you know he coming right back, and she gonna be talking about some. I changed my mind. Bitch, what?
Like when Ashanti play her verse from what the fuck? Down ass bitch. What the fuck is she gonna play? Come on, y'all.
She got a song with Too Short.
That's a good song. Okay, I'm not playing with y'all right now.
Dude,
the 12th is gonna be lit. It's on a Saturday.
Yeah, I'm excited about
Let's
that.
Let's go.
It's gonna be fun to just party with Ashanti.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that place is gonna be lit. I'm gonna be happy.
What's your relationship status? That is.
Now to go along with again. Back to these conversations I were having over the last 2 weeks, we got on a topic of jealousy. You know how people always talk about jealous friends, jealous siblings, even jealous parents.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, would you be able to continue in your relationship if you found out your partner was jealous of you?
Before I answer, I have my answer, like, right away.
Okay.
But I am curious to know, like, what the explanation is. How did I find out? And what exactly do you mean? Like, what are they jealous of?
That's a good question. So, okay.
My answer is yes. We leaving. I'm leaving. We're not staying together.
Okay.
But I still want to know some context.
So, before I say how they found out, how you found out, would that matter? Would that change your decision?
No, the how doesn't matter. I guess the context I would want to know is, what are they jealous of? Because that could be something we could be talking about and then fixing.
It could be a number of things. It could be they're jealous of maybe your career and how you're succeeding and they're not. It can be they're jealous of maybe your relationship with your family versus theirs. It can be they're jealous of your friends or...
And you know, the how does matter.
Okay.
Because if they're just expressing this to me and just talking to me about it, that's a different thing. If I'm finding out a whole different way, like without them telling me or without us being open about it.
Say that you and your partner are in therapy. They're expressing their feelings and the therapist comes out and say, "Next, are you jealous of your partner because of that?" And then your partner thinks about it. And then reveals yes, based off of their feelings, the therapist get into that conclusion, and then your partner assessment. There we go. The therapist assessment of their feelings, and then your partner thinking about it and then realizing that they are jealous of you.
Even still, I think that it's a thing that can be talked through. But my answer still remains, I'm leaving, because that's not something I'm going to talk through. It's something that can be talked through. And like, if you are okay with trying to make yourself uncomfortable to grow that way, then, you know, if you've been married to this person for this amount of time and you don't want to end the relationship just because you like just off of that,
mm-hmm.
then you want to work with that person. So you figure it out. You talk to them why they're jealous, and maybe you help them with whatever they're lacking or whatever it is. So I still think something like that is workable, but I am not the one.
I love that you said that. How soon would you leave?
As soon as I realized that they weren't workable.
Okay.
And I already am saying yes, because I know that people like that, if we are already in this relationship and it's coming out like this, that this is how you're feeling, then this is something you need to work on, and I can't help you work on it.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, no, you know what you can do. You know your limits, and you're like,
right,
to not worsen the things, I'm not going to put myself in this predicament. I'm not going to no longer continue on. Maybe down the line when you figure things out, when you, you know, maybe. Right. Then y'all can probably revisit the relationship, but I get that.
It's like, say, like, you're jealous over me being more successful. But we've been together for 10 years. And in these 10 years, you haven't been trying to be more successful. You've just been mad about that. That says something about the person. So that's why it's still a no for me.
I agree.
But still workable, you know, if you want to fix somebody broken.
Yeah.
Have at it.
No broken, nothing. No, I get that. And I think, based off of, like, shows and movies I watch, there are actual, like, predicaments where wives might be jealous of their husbands, or husbands definitely might be jealous of their wives, and mm-hmm. It's just like, why?
There ain't no competition here.
Exactly. Y'all are on the same team. Figure out, okay, my wife is exceeding in this, this, and this. What can I do in my life to help me succeed?
Right.
And I think a lot of people, what bites them in the butt is a lot of people don't like asking for help.
At all.
And especially to someone really that you're married to in a relationship with. It's like, why not ask? If I know, say if I was dating somebody that's more known in, say, like, the music industry, right? The person I'm dating is in the music industry. And what I want to do is also in the music industry, but more so behind the scenes. Why am I not going to ask, like, hey, if it's not too much, like, why am I not going to ask my partner for help?
Right.
Or, granted, even if your partner suggests things, like, hey, let's go to this, or do you mind if I send somebody your way, or, like, I don't know.
Right.
If your partner is trying to help you, why block that? Because that's also a thing, too, like, people are like, no, yeah. I don't need your help. They get real offended. I'm just like, why? I don't get that. I'm trying to help you.
That's what I was saying. Like, some people can't even admit that they need the help to begin with. Like, some people don't realize it until it's too late, which is, you know, their own journey. But, no, you just, everybody needs help. No matter what, like, I don't understand how people just think they can do everything on their own at all times, because it is not possible.
It's not, and I'm one of those people that think, like, I can fix everything on my own.
Right.
But
extremely self-sufficient, but I still know that I can't do everything alone.
And that's my thing, like, but my saving grace is I have a parent that, you know, push come to shoves, I can ask her before I ask. I will ask her before I ask my partner.
Right.
And I've had partners that would just be looking at me like, why? When I'm right here.
Why not ask me?
Right.
I understand that feeling.
But at the same time, like, but you're right here, but you're also telling me about your problems. So why am I going to put my problems on top of yours? So.
Yes, depends on what the problems are.
Yeah. But I agree with you. I damn sure cannot. I don't care how I found out. I don't care what you're jealous of. I cannot think of somebody that's jealous of me. Because I'm looking like, because then it's going to make me think of every little situation that could have come about because of the fact that you're jealous of me.
Right.
And now I'm looking like, well, we had all these fucking problems because of you. Because you wanted to be jealous of little old me.
Doing what I was supposed to do.
Right. I'm living my, I wish whomever I get in a relationship with now, and they want to say they're jealous of me because I got a podcast or because of social media, nigga, get the fuck out of my face.
Mm-mm.
Go see a therapist and get out of my face, please. Like, to me, I just don't see a reason to be jealous of people. Right. I don't. You don't like how things are going in your life? Fix it. You don't know how to fix it? Ask. You don't want to ask? Then too fucking bad.
It's like, I don't even understand how people can. I guess that's just me and this whole thing about feelings that we kind of touched on almost on every episode. But, like, I don't even understand how it feels comfortable to feel jealous. Like, imagine feeling jealous. Can you imagine that?
No.
Exactly. Like, what the fuck?
You know what? I can. You know what the fuck I'm like, jealous of?
Feel like, mm-mm.
I'm jealous of Lil Baby because he just got all this fucking money and that fucking watch from James Harden. I'm just like, my little poor self is just sitting here. I'm like, I'm jealous because he has better friends than me. Mm-hmm. He has better and richer friends than me. But no, seriously, like, no, I can't. I cannot sit here and
like
say,
to sit and just be right here. I'm jealous.
And say that I've ever, maybe when I was younger as a kid, of course, that's granted because you might be jealous that somebody got a better toy than you. Okay, cool. But right. As an adult, as a young adult in high school, as a young adult in college, and as a grown adult right now, I can't say that I have been jealous of people. Because if I ever felt that way, you know what I did? I went and changed something.
Right.
I went and changed something. And that's just how I look at it. I know at one point I may have been jealous of my classmates graduating college before me. But you know what? That's okay because I took a semester off. So in my mind, I'm just like, one, college is not a race.
Right.
And two, I'm like, 9 out of 10, what they went to school for, they're not in school. They're not working in that field anymore. They probably did a, let me not discredit anybody. But I'm just like,
There's got to be a stat out there somewhere about that, though. Like, most graduates don't do what they went to school for.
Yeah, and they... I mean, granted, we don't, because I'm not even in the field that I went to school for one thing, and I'm not even doing it right now. But that's a different story. That's America for you. But yeah, I'm like, I can't say that I can recall a time where I was ever jealous of somebody, so I don't get why I'd be jealous of... Why even stay in a relationship with the person that you're jealous of? That's another thing.
Ever been jealous of anybody.
Because now I'm like, you're sick. You are sick. Why would you put yourself through that? See, then I would be wrong because then I would be sitting there knocking you upside your head like, why the fuck would you stay with me if you're jealous of me? I don't get it. Like, why? Why put yourself, see, now?
Some people are complicit, man. They get into these situations and just sit in it. Like, they'd rather just fester in what they're going through than get out.
No,
people are scared of that.
It's not worth your health, your mental health, your physical health, because you know your mental's not gonna be right, your physical's not gonna be right. It's not worth your health at all. It's just not.
I agree. Bitch, I need some advice. So just as a reminder, our inbox is always open, and our email inbox is always open. That's youaintpodcast@gmail.com. If you guys want to submit stories, or if you want to submit questions that we can answer on air, stories that we can share on air, it's always anonymous, and that's youaintpodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, so we have a listener question from Anonymous P.
All right, what up, P?
So, she gave us a little backstory. So before, I'm going to call this person Patrick.
All right.
So before Patrick and I had broken up, right, we talked about getting a bigger place.
Call him Starboy. Star, I like that better.
You like Starboy?
Because it's Patrick, Starboy. Came up with that real quick, old Starboy.
Rewind. So, before Starboy and I had broken up, we talked about getting a bigger place, like another apartment or something, like a 2-bedroom or 3-bedroom. I wanted to get it so his older daughter will come around me, and she will have her own room. But she doesn't come around that much. So yesterday we were talking and we were looking at places, and he said he wanted to move to some apartment called blank. I'm gonna leave it blank.
Okay.
So we started looking up apartments, but he was like, can we just do a 2-bedroom because it's just me and you, plus my kids don't live with me. So he has multiple children.
Okay.
So context, they did say we are starting our own little family, and he doesn't feel the need to get a bigger spot until he's finished with school. So here's the question.
Okay.
Or she stated, I feel so bad, like I don't want people coming at me for only thinking about us and a baby that's not even here, you know? So what should I do?
I
You want me to go first?
I have a question.
Okay.
Well, is the question whether or not she should be considering the kids?
The question is more so,
like the other kids not there.
The question is more so, should she care about what other people might say if they only get the 2-bedroom and not a bigger spot so that his children can come and stay and visit?
Oh, so it's not like you already made your decision. So no, you shouldn't care about what people think. Like, you already made your decision, sis. Don't give a fuck. Then you're not asking about whether or not you should make that decision, because that's a whole different thing. You already made the decision. So no, don't give a fuck about what people think about any decision you make.
Yeah, I think the decision is made because he doesn't want the 2-bedroom. Or no, he doesn't want anything bigger than a 2-bedroom. Because he is still in school. Granted, mm-hmm. Smart.
Listen, this is the type of man you want. And you are okay with it because you are about to move into the 2-bedroom. So y'all are okay with it. So don't be, like, fucking moved by anybody else's opinion about what you should and should not be doing. That's what you're okay with, and that's what he's okay with. So it is okay with y'all. It's cool. That's it.
And that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, fuck what anybody else gotta say. That ain't you. They ain't in y'all relationship. And the kids don't live with you. So, because the kids do not live with you, it's okay for y'all to have what y'all can afford right now.
Right.
And right now, y'all can afford this 2-bedroom for y'all to be comfortable while he's in school and you're still working. And because y'all are planning, I get it, y'all are planning to have a child. Okay, cool. But there are things, and my thing is, if his children want to come over or he wants them to come over, there's a thing as pull-out sofa beds. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that. And y'all can still use a spare bedroom for the children until this baby that y'all are planning to have and actually comes. Or is a thing. Like, I don't know, but it's just an apartment. How much more space do they think y'all can really get? It's an apartment.
Right.
I'm like, and y'all going to be living in an apartment building. I'm like, apartments only have up to 3 bedrooms.
Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks.
It doesn't. Honestly,
like, if nobody else is paying the rent.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, and if his children's mothers have something to say, that's on them. Like, I don't get what the conflict is.
It's not like y'all talking about going to go get a house. Y'all just moving into an apartment. It's
okay. Yes, I can understand. But even a house, y'all don't need but so many rooms because, again, the children do not live there.
That part I have a different opinion on. If you
going to have a house, the kids do not need separate rooms in that house.
I'm not saying that they would need their own rooms, but it would be enough. It should be enough space that the kids could feel like they live there.
I get that. 4 bedrooms tops.
I don't know how many kids are involved. So
unless y'all going to have all the kids there together. But then right. Again, it's all about what you can comfortably afford. And again, I'm like, it's a fucking apartment.
Really number one.
Right. And number I'm like, one. It's an apartment. Apartments can be but so big. And then after that, it's like, all right.
Might as well get a condo.
Exactly. Like. Or you might as well get a fucking house. You want to get all these bedrooms, you might as well get a house.
Right.
So it's like, fuck these people. Fuck what they think. They ain't y'all. They not in y'all relationship. They don't pay no bills. Nothing. If 2 bedrooms we're talking afford, do the 2-bedroom. And that's it.
Time for
the You Ain't Shit playlist.
So this week for our playlist, I think it's probably one of my favorite playlists. I'm going to submit Goddamn High by Juicy J featuring Lex Luger and Wiz Khalifa. It's fucking amazing. I think the best part of the song is Wiz Khalifa's part, and that's at the end of the song. But the song is amazing, as is. Juicy J's album is actually really good.
Especially because they changed the beat for him. I really like that.
I love when songs do that in remixes. When the beat changes and all that. I'm like, yeah, because you fit into what I want to rap to. I love it.
I fuck with the song. I fuck with the album. If y'all didn't hear Juicy J album yet, it's out. My first submission is a shout out to P Valley.
We put Mississippi Pride on that shit.
Because that shit's a banger. Have y'all ever played it on a speaker? I know y'all heard it on your
that
TV.
That shit is amazing.
But that shit dumps on a speaker in a car. It's a great song. So
Humpback. Mississippi
Pride. So that's on the list. Mississippi Pride by J. Alphonse Nicholson.
Ooh, it's fine ass. And then my final submission for the week is a goodie for me because I love her. Don't Like Me by Rico Nasty featuring Don Toliver and of course Gucci.
These bitches don't like me.
Boyfriends wanna
come in and ride me.
This is my shit. Oh my god, I love Rico. Her album is so fucking good. Shout out to my young young girls. First Flow, Millie, now Rico. Let's go, babies. They my girls.
Rico Nasty is one of my favorite female rappers. I'm real excited about finishing the album because it started off real good. I'm only six songs in, but six songs, good amount. I'm almost there.
Yeah.
My last submission for the week is Bands by Colmethazine.
I'm going to tell you something about this song. This song is lit.
It started off jumping.
Oh my god. All I'm saying is this week we're going to have y'all twerking. That's it.
Definitely. So, add the playlist. If y'all haven't already, it's going to be on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal.
Yeah.
Tidal? Yeah.
I don't know, because I still don't know how I can update songs on Tidal when I add shit. But Spotify definitely.
I made that up music. Then.
No, I mean, I have the playlist on here, but it's just for me.
Yo. I mean, that many people don't have Tidal anyway, but if you do, then you do. But it's also on Spotify and Apple Music.
Right. All right, y'all. That's it for this week. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Queen Chickenhead.
And don't forget to follow me on Instagram only. So at Breezy_thegent.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at You Ain't Shit Pod. I forgot.
Ciao. You control that Twitter.
I know.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram if you aren't already at You Ain't Podcast. It's You Ain't Podcast.
Yeah. You Ain't. I think you Ain't Shit.
No, it's just the email that You Ain't Podcast.
Yeah. It's You.
It is You Ain't Shit Podcast.
We curse on Instagram.
Yeah. So follow us on Instagram, You Ain't Shit Podcast, and follow us on Twitter at
You Ain't Shit Pod. Yes.
And please don't forget to email us if you have any stories or if you have any questions, if you're curious about anything, let us know at You Ain't Damn it. See?
That's
confusing everything. You Ain't Pod at gmail.com. I'm going to write this down on the list and I will never get it wrong again. Holla at y'all.
Bye.
Ooh, bitch, you ain't shit.